Tyle Owens is one of thousands of Alaskans who could lose scholarship dollars from the state if the House and Senate can't conjure up enough votes to overturn decisions from the governor's office. I caught up with him in between bike repairs at Beeman's, where he works part-time. In the fall, he's planning to go to AvTech, the Alaska Vocational Technical Center in Seward, to pursue a career as an electrician.
So this one was a little bit different than the typical scholarship. Instead of just applying and going through, and it was kind of just luck of the draw, this one I had to go through, and to meet their requirements, you have to take an extra math course and an extra science course through high school. This had some extra work that went into it.
He says that Alaska Performance Scholarship that he earned would have been worth almost $5,000. Now, minus room and board, that covers most of the cost of a semester for his program at AvTech, but that money is in jeopardy if the legislature doesn't act soon. It comes from funds that are getting a lot of attention this year. A number of funds that cover a range of social programs are set each year to automatically revert back into the state constitutional budget reserve. And typically, it's not too difficult to get the votes to prevent that from happening, and things like state-funded scholarships or rural electric subsidies go out like normal. But this isn't a normal year in the legislature. Not even all the members of the House showed up for a vote over the weekend, including Nikiski Republican Ben Carpenter. He was one of seven who weren't in Juneau. And that deadlock isn't doing much to change the opinion of another student I spoke with, Catherine Woke. We actually met her back in February when the governor's budget was rolled out.
I was absolutely appalled. Yesterday I opened my email and I saw Jim Johnson's letter to all students and faculty, and I didn't know what to think. At first, I was worried about how my degree program and the degree programs of my friends are in jeopardy. And I am concerned about my future, their future, and the future of the university as a whole.
On Friday, I caught up with Catherine at Kalati's in Soldotna, where she works part-time. She's not as concerned now as she was this spring about being able to continue working toward her degree in anthropology at Kenai Peninsula College in the fall. But there's still a lot of doubt about what happens after that.
I know that fiscal year 2020 for KPC and UAA looks like all things are a little up in the air, but as far as fall semester 2019 goes, I'll be able to take the courses I need, but myself and others may not be able to take the courses that they might need to graduate, for instance, in spring 2020, because we don't know. And it's a little scary, but that's kind of what I'm facing personally at the moment.
Owens and Woke both have been trying to follow the news about the budget and education funding, so even though some of these decisions aren't a total surprise, it doesn't make them any less disappointing.
No, I know that it was just kind of like, it's like, all right, well, I'm on the right track and I'm following all the rules, so therefore it should be coming. So it was a little bit of a surprise when it just went away, but it was also, with everything else that was getting cut, it was on the back of my mind that, oh, well, this might actually be in there too.
I think that other people are in a worse boat than me because I'm so close to graduating already. I graduate next year. I only need so much left that I have to complete, but I can only imagine for people coming right out of high school and getting these scholarships and, you know, being afforded these opportunities and then having them taken away from them, you know, what are they going to do? Like, they grew up here, a lot of these students, and it's like, where are they going to go?